Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
NATO backed forces have launched accelerated attacks into eastern Ukraine and the Russian held areas. The Russians, who make about 98% of the population there, are evacuating. And they're just going to ethnically cleanse them out. And this is an attempt to get the Russians to come into their aid and start a major war. Unbelievable to watch the globalists launch these attacks and launch, obviously, their own false flags on that kindergarten. So that they can have the pretext for this, and now here we are. And Hillary Clinton, the people that represent her, are basically president now. It's a round table of the Clinton crime syndicate and Obama's crime syndicate and Soros' crime syndicate that are all interlocked, that are putting the world under biomedical martial law and now preparing to launch a full-scale war with Russia. Putin's come out and said the situation is deteriorating quickly and that there's ethnic cleansing and, quote, genocide going on. There is. And he said they are attempting to push Russia into a conflict. Russia is showing all the facts and evidence of this. And instead of claiming that it's false flags that Russia stays against itself, the Western media is simply not talking about any of it. So it's a bad situation, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's so horrible. I don't even have words to describe. They are now arresting and holding without bail peaceful protesters across Canada. You knew it wouldn't just be in the bridge situation or in the capital of Ottawa. They are now arresting people and saying no bail. And under the emergency, we don't tell you why they're arrested. And we have the son of Arthur Poplawski, the preacher, who is now facing prison as a terrorist. They're calling him a terrorist for praying with truck drivers. And so you want to see what secret police, the end of America and the end of Canada, the end of freedom looks like? This is it, ladies and gentlemen. And they're getting us ready for the worldwide financial collapse and war that comes. And COVID martial law was the training wheels, as I told you, for all of it. So we are in the worst possible scenario now. The globalists aren't giving up. They're launching collapse. Fake cyber attacks to be blamed on Russia, and giant crackdowns on all us. Remember, globalism is the UN and corporations waging war against everybody. the Chinese people, the Russian people, the Mexican people, the Canadian people, the American people, the German people, the South African people, all people. We are to be dehumanized and then killed. Stay with us.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The capital of the great nation of Canada to our north here in the United States. What appears to be several thousand, if you look at all the videos, masked men with black ski masks in police uniforms are massing, and they have already started the arrest of the leaders of the Trucker Freedom Convoy, and they are not charging them and saying they're being held without bail. So this is true martial law. They're also saying they're not going to just take the bank accounts, but also the children and pets will be euthanized. These are true terrorists. This is the complete fall of our world, of the West. It can rise again, but we have to find our souls and say no to it. And I have all the documents where Klaus Schwab is in full command bragging, congratulating Trudeau for his loyalty in carrying out the Great Reset. He actually says, well, I run Canada, I run the cabinet. He congratulates Trudeau, and he says that we are seizing their bank accounts. So the head of the Bilderberg Group is on TV, who's also the head of the Davos Group, saying, we are seizing their accounts. We are going to hold them without trial. I mean, this is just unspeakable. And they have also announced, that all leftist organizations, including the Communist Party, should be marching and should be demonstrating. Only anti-lockdown protesters are banned nationwide. Arthur Poplawski, the Polish immigrant preacher, popular preacher, who went and prayed with the convoy, has been arrested, and they are not even charging him, and they're saying that he's being held without bail. And that is also in the news for the other individuals who've been arrested in Ottawa. They're saying, we will not say where they are, what happened to them. This is martial law. They're clearly trying to start a shooting war, ladies and gentlemen, and they're trying to put people in a corner where folks have no other choice. We do not need to go out and start a shooting war at this point. The people that went to Ottawa and other areas knew what they were getting into. And the left is coming for our children one way or another. That's what this whole power grab is about. And I use the allegory of a very good film that actually Matt Damon's in, which I'm not a big fan of, but it's actually a true story. Actually, many years ago, I read an essay about it. There's several books out on it. But the movie's Last Duel, and there's a scene in the film from a historic battle where they're executing townspeople across the river in front of the French forces, the British are, so they will make them come across and lose the bridge so they can win the war, which they did win that battle, and subsequently that war because of that. So, I mean, they could put women and children on TV and slit their throats. Seriously, I'm not saying they're going to do that, but we should let them and not respond. And that will defeat them, like Jesus did and Mahatma Gandhi did and Martin Luther King Jr. There is a time to let the enemy hurt us. If I was here with police with billy clubs, I'd just be just like, go ahead, knock my teeth out. Just break my nose completely in right now. That takes real strength. And I'm ready to have that happen. I'm ready for them to take me in a field, shoot me in the back of the head. Because they're losing the people and they're losing their control right now. They're losing right now. So I understand as men, like Ben Marble was on a few days ago, he's a good doctor. He says, you know, it's not my job to kill people. But he said, it's the military's job to protect us, and we really should see the globalists taken out. Well, I understand his sentiment, but I don't agree with that at this point. That's how they want to be the victim and misrepresent us, and then they're going to hit us with a cyber attack claiming the Russians turned the power off. You've got to not just look at what they're currently doing to us. You got to look around the world and understand they're starting a major war with Russia right now. Now, they had to bring in special trained police that have volunteered for this, wearing balaclava black mask in Canada. The vast majority of police are resigning or saying no, and the truck drivers and tow truck drivers they ordered to go tow the trucks, they have now joined the protesters. So this is quickly going to turn into a disaster. And that's what Klaus Schwab wanted, but he wanted to act like Canada was just destabilized, America was destabilized, Europe was destabilized, Brazil was destabilized. They didn't want it to be known that he's involved. Now that it's out there, now he's acting powerful and like he's in charge and saying, I commend Trudeau for his loyalty. We're going to use, read the quotes here, Klaus Schwab explaining the digital response network illegally used to freeze bank accounts, crypto wallets, and insurance of Freedom Convoy protesters as its donors. And then we've got his minister that's on the board of directors of the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group, Chrystia Freeland, laughing and giggling how they're going to take everything from everybody, and it's so funny. We have all these video clips, folks. So you are witnessing the boa constrictor of the New World Order try to gobble Europe, try to absorb Canada, try to gobble up 800-plus cities controlled by the left in America, try to swallow South America, Central America, try to swallow Africa, try to swallow Asia, try to swallow Russia, biting off more than they can chew. So work like your lives depend on it to expose the Great Reset, to expose Build Back Better, to expose the globalist plan, because their stock in Moderna and Pfizer is plunging. The scientists are all coming out exposing it was a soft kill weapon. The wheels are coming off everywhere. In their church of political correctness, their attacks on children, private citizens and corporate groups and the military and good people in the Justice Department, FBI, are busting government pedophile rings and corporate pedophile rings everywhere in mass right now. We are winning the hearts and minds. I sent a clip last night when I got home from dinner with friends by a very well-known podcaster who's one of my best tipsters. And I went and I watched and I researched it. The head community organizer, like number three, I guess, overall in that at Facebook, he's launching the metaverse, everything. He's in a hotel room where he thought he was meeting a 13-year-old boy. And that's one of the top Facebook executives right there, ladies and gentlemen, who flew to Indiana to meet with a 13-year-old boy in a hotel room. It's up on Infowars.com right now. So they can run, but they can't hide. Their religion is vampirically sucking the innocence and energy out of our children. The children are the power. And when we don't take care of them, God turns his back on us and might just allow nuclear war to teach us a lesson. I wouldn't blame God if he blew the whole planet up tomorrow. But I hope we get a reprieve for our children's futures. Now, we come back, ladies and gentlemen. We got so much to hit. All the trucker information, video of the arrest, video of the announcements they're going to kidnap their children and animals, their dogs. A lot of these people are homeless now under the 2 years of martial law in Canada. So they live in their trucks. But Russia has tried to not escalate things. And Putin has tried to play things down so that hardliners don't engage in a coup against him. But he's gone ahead and just come out and said what we already knew. There's a massive Western offensive attacking Russian-held areas of eastern Ukraine, and they're engaged in genocide. They're going house to house, taking people out front of their houses and killing them. And this is all being done, again, as a provocation, just like in the last duel, where they're slitting the women and children's throats across the river to make them come across to lose the bridge. And that's a historic thing that's actually in the record books. It happened, and they lost the battle. They lost the war. We have to let them attack these people. And these people have chosen this route, and I'm going to pray for them and support them. They're not going to slit the children's throats, but because that will be too much, but that's the kind of stuff they're engaged in. So this is a very, very painful time, but I'm not asking these people to do anything I haven't done. I have stood here peacefully and taken their attacks and not let them manipulate me into violence. He who shoots first loses the upper hand. Don't worry, folks. Those of you wanting shooting and war and stuff, you're probably going to get a lot more of it than you ever wanted. So don't worry. I'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What did it look like? Spheres, motorcycles, were the circuits like freeways? I can bring them up. I know I never see. One day, I can.
Paramilitary police masking their identities are preparing mass arrests and assaults they said they'll launch against the thousands of peaceful demonstrators who just didn't want to live under the UN, Bilderberg Group, corporate world government, forced inoculation, tyranny. Incredible. And we've got all that information coming up with one of the political prisoners' sons, a pastor arrested for keeping his church open. Everything else is allowed to be open but churches. Arthur Pulaski's son will be joining the start of the next hour. We'll go over all of that. But let's hit the biggest threat currently going on right now. Hillary, Biden, the puppet, Vice President Harris have all said Russia is going to shut down our pipelines, though it's the globalists shutting our pipelines down publicly, and that there's going to be power outages launched by Russia. And then when there is power outages, we have to have a nuclear war. That Hillary and others have said, with nuclear war as a response. U.S. senators have said. Sounds psychotic? Because it is. These people know their world system's going down. They know their big banking cartel's going down. And they need wars as the distraction when they let you know that you basically are completely bankrupt. And they're desperate getting all the trillions they can before it all goes down, building their armored fortresses everywhere. But you notice, Pfizer and Moderna are plunging as much as 70%. It's unbelievable. And then what's happening? Same thing, an escalation of violence in Canada, putting you in a corner, telling you you can't travel, telling you you're non-essential, telling you got to take a deadly shot. And then it's the same thing in Russia. I just look at the history, I look at the facts, and I'm not a Russophile when the Russians were controlled by the globalists and were going around doing bad things. My family confronted the Russians around the world. So I'm a loyal American and loyal to freedom. But this isn't the same Russia. And the globalists that did control Russia now don't control Russia, and they're pissed. And so it's barely even hitting the Western news that massive artillery barrages, rocket attacks, mortars, machine gun attacks into the eastern area that's highly dense, looks like Austin, Texas, highly dense eastern region of Ukraine. And so you send in heavy weapons, you send in arms, you expand your offensive to push the Russians out of that buffer zone that they created in 2014 because of ongoing ethnic cleansing. And then the Russians have now announced evacuations of the Russian population. Then now their homes will be taken. Their businesses will be taken. And the Russians are pulling back. But the globalists plan on staging false flags, obviously, what they accuse Russia of as a pretext to escalate it. And they claim with no evidence the Russians are firing artillery barrages back into the West. Eastern Ukraine situation deteriorating, warns Putin. So he doesn't want to call it a war. He's called it a genocide. But the war is already there. The war is hot since 2014, and now there's a globalist offensive into the country with heavy weapons and Class A weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that the situation in eastern Ukraine was deteriorating and called on the Ukrainian president to launch negotiations with Russia-backed separatists. The comments came as separatist leaders in the Donbass announced mass evacuations of civilians into Russia on claims that Kiev was planning an imminent attack. We had an American reporter on a couple days ago. We should get him back on to talk about this now. Unfortunately, right now, we see a deterioration of the situation in that area, Putin said. He repeatedly telegraphed that Moscow wants Kiev to implement the 2015 Minsk Agreement, a ceasefire deal that has only existed framework for ending the war in eastern Ukraine. So he wants a ceasefire, and the West is pushing in now with armored vehicles, tanks, anti-aircraft, and anti-tank weapons, and just leveling the area. And they're not denying that. They're leveling it right now. And if you fight back, it's like, what's the biggest crime? Antifa's mugging you, Antifa's stabbing you, shooting you. You fight back, you go to prison, they know. Kamala Harris bails them out of jail. You go to jail. You're Kyle Rittenhouse, you're being chased by pedophiles and criminals trying to murder you, shooting at you. You fight back, you're the devil. It's the same thing. It's anybody fighting back against the globalists that have hijacked our country, destroying our country while they destroy everybody else. Putin sees deterioration of situation in East Ukraine. Donbass separatists announced mass evacuation to Russia. Putin sees situation deteriorating. As VP Harris warns Putin, U.S. now says up to 190,000 Russian troops are near Ukraine. And again, they're not in their own country. How dare them? Bleak new intelligence assessment driving new urgency for Biden administration on Russia. So they believe that Putin... Here's the bottom line. The globalists believe Putin, when they launched offensives into eastern Ukraine to drive the Russians out, and then now into other areas the Russians control there in the south, that when they finally attack Crimea, the Russians will have a red line, and that Putin will be deposed by hardliners if he doesn't attack back. And so Putin's being driven into a corner to be induced to fight back, which will then be called a war and will be called an attack. And if the Russians show anybody that's been killed, that's all a false flag. That's all fake. And so you see where the world is right now. Just like the truckers. Go attack the truckers, attack the men, women, and children. Have police thugs come in under martial law when all the left's allowed to protest, but the right wing isn't. That's in the decree. They brought in special police, just like in Tiananmen Square. First day or so, the police didn't, the military didn't attack the demonstrators. They wanted democracy, too. They wanted to free up China. So they bust from 1,000 miles away a group of Chinese that even speak a different language to attack them. And they've now bust in paramilitary in special uniforms. Probably most of them aren't even Canadians. And they're there with their machine guns and their shotguns and their weapons, and they're already arresting the leaders and saying in the news they're being held, and we won't tell you why what's happening, and we don't have to charge anybody. So this is an ongoing situation. So you want to see how the secret police system works? They already set up the emergency camps for the quote unvaccinated. Remember, we told you a year before it was announced it was happening. It's all over the world. It's UN directed. And now it's here. And people need to understand that this is a worldwide move by the globalists, attacking in different ways, but overall destabilizing things, so that when you see the currency collapse, the new world digital currency rolled out, you'll accept it believing they're the saviors, and that you'll blame Russia, or you'll blame the truck drivers, or you'll blame whoever for the detonator of the Great Reset, collapsing civilization in their own words. This is such a dangerous time. Please pray for a global awakening right now.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and banned out video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Publications like the New American from the John Birch Society, and actually going to the library and getting the books that they were quoting by Zbigniew Brzezinski, by people like Carol Quigley, like people like Cecil Rhodes, and reading it and seeing that they indeed said they would do these things. And then later going and looking at the microfilm. When I read quotes about New York Times editorials written by David Rockefeller about how communism's good and how Mao Zedong is good and how we need to bring that here, and we'll have to have a big collapse first, though, of capitalism to do it. the most selfish, greedy, monopolistic people you could ever imagine running communism, because it's not what you think. That's why V.I. Lenin bust is in Klaus Schwab's office. Because Lenin wasn't trying to do something for the people. He was setting up a system where humans are like farm animals. And a new elite control everybody. Read 1984. That's a communist that got to the highest levels of it. George Orwell, Eric Blair. And found out how real it was and how they planned to only hurt people. And he'd worked with the communists in the Spanish Civil War before that. But it took him 20 years of working with the communists to get to the highest levels. And to learn British intelligence was funding Stalin. That the U.S. Army was funding Stalin, even before World War II. Just like McCarthy found out about it. It's a long-term authoritarian plan. And Klaus Schwab is just the latest front man of this. Head of the Bilderberg Group, now head of the Davos Group. Carrying this out. Yeah, there's Klaus Schwab with his boss, Henry Kissinger, and others. So that's who these people are. And they think they can hide while they start wars and hide while they release a virus and shut everything down and consolidate control and bring out their world IDs and put out policy papers bragging how they did it to us and how Trudeau's loyal for what he's doing now, the Great Reset. And Trudeau gets up on TV and reads that I'm doing this for the Great Reset and Build Back Better. Yeah, there's Klaus Schwab with Prince Charles. I mean, these are real supervillains that engage in what they call elite capture that Cecil Rhodes wrote books on, the head of the empire, 120 plus years ago. You can go read his books. I have. Now, British intelligence went in and bought up all the elites. It's not British intelligence that runs it now. But it's that skeletal system they set up that is the New World Order, and it's bad news. And Prince Charles and Prince Philip both say they want to depopulate 80 to 90% of the world population. And they're cutting the resources off. They're making you stay home. They're making you go bankrupt. They're promising you all this free stuff. And once production collapses, who do they blame? They blame the Russians. Wall Street Journal. A repeat of what we saw a month ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, 3 days ago. U.S. officials warn of imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine with tanks, fighter jets, and cyber. And Biden says, and Hillary says, well, we'll go to full war with them if somebody claims there's a cyber attack. So you wonder how the left and the globalists stay in power? This is it. And now Russia to stage massive nuclear drills amid Ukraine standoff because they pulled their troops back. They said stop, and NATO's taking the country right now and pushing ethnic Russians out of the country that have been there since before Ukraine existed. And that's how you start a fight. And so the criminals that have run our governments have got martial law in Europe, martial law in Canada, martial law in all the blue cities. They're maneuvering us towards financial collapse, total devaluation of the currency, borders are wide open. They have leftists in the U.S. and Canada marching, demanding masks never come off and that masks always stay on children while the teachers go out to parties at night and don't wear the mask because it's about a cult of their power over our children. And now we have a top-level Facebook executive who runs a whole division of Facebook caught in a hotel room reportedly thinking he was there to meet a 13-year-old boy. And you look at those zombie eyes. They've all got that weird, just vacant look like they're staring off 50 trillion miles. And all they want, they don't even think it's bad, is your children. They just want love. They just want to steal your children's innocence. Just let them give us your children. The transmission goes, give us them,
give us the children, give us the children.
And that guy, and the Renfield's like, this guy's like, ugh. But the thing behind him is, give me children, give me,
yes, master, and children.
And that's it. They always act the same, they always look the same. I've studied these creatures, these blobs, and that's who they are. But then you've got the controllers like the Klaus Schwabs and the Prince Charleses up there. Prince Charles has pledged himself 4 months ago to a worldwide war against humanity for depopulation and a worldwide collapse in the Great Reset. And he will be the King of England soon. And I love how he fell down when he went up to the podium. He fell on his face when he walked up to declare war against everybody. That's a real good omen there, Jack. And you and your little Transylvanian crew aren't going to be doing so hot down the road. Because like all devils, you get your day. We hate you. We know who you are. We reject you. But we don't fight you because we hate you. We fight you because we love our children and love innocence. And we, with God's power, will break you. You will not break us. We will break you. The situation is deteriorating incredibly fast with Russia. Biden reiterates the commitment to attack Russia. If Russia fights back in any way, while NATO takes the country over and ethnically kills Russians, ethnically cleanses. So there you go. They kept telling you the war is coming, and of course it is. The West has launched it. Everything the left do is a lie. They say Russia's attacking them. They are attacking. And just like that, it happens. Just like that, it happens. Because if Russia pushes back, they get their water war and their destruction. If Russia gives in, they take the whole country. And then they start the infiltration of the Russian borders itself. Just like they've done to us. The globalists have lost Russia. They want to retake it. For 85 years, they got to rape the children and put people in gulags and rape your wives and torture. Now they, oh, that's, Canada's there now. They brought in their special police. You know, they're UN. The UN, everywhere they go, rape and murder. The C-130s land in any country, including Europe. They load those women and children on who've never seen again. They go into the hungry arms of Klaus Schwab. That's who they are. They see us as lower than worms. We are meat on the table to them. They devour us because we will not see them for the monsters they are. We will not find God again and pray for guidance and say, I will not be your slave. I will not submit to you. And because we will not wake up to the fact that they are evil, because we won't take the black pill and realize that things are bad and we got to stop it, they could win. But God won't let that happen. You'll wake up one time or another. And so many of you that serve evil, thinking you're on the winning team, you're pretending you're part of the New World Order. No one is. Not one human that serves Satan is actually part of it. You're all fools. You're all losers. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess. EFS and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Survival is the mother of awakening. We know who the globalists are. We know about their programs. They've been very arrogant about what they've launched. And if we're going to have any future, they're going to have to be stopped. They believe in a cataclysm. They're playing God, where they trigger famine, economic collapse, wars, ethnic cleansing, to be the alpha predator. You can argue, you know, in areas where they killed all the wolves in the western part of the United States, that there was nothing to keep the deer populations and the elk populations down. So they brought wolves back. But really, hunting could just do that. But when you read what Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about and the rest of these people, they talk about they are the apex predator. And they come in and announce the world lockdown, and then when millions starve to death, they come and call for more money to the UN, which they then keep for themselves and don't actually feed the children. So they get us coming and going. Now, I'm not a Slavophile. I'm not a Serbophile. I'm not a Russophile. I'm not an Anglophile, even though, you know, I'm part English. Or a Germanphile. A Deutschophile. I'm a guy that follows Christ and tries to be a good person and loves humanity. But I do study how the New World Order operates and how they do the same propaganda over and over again. And if you go back to the 1990s, those two wars in the Balkans, you've got the Croats, you've got the Muslims, you've got the Serbs. And it's on the historical record. It's not debated that both times Islamic-backed and UN-backed forces started wars with the Serbs and ended up taking over a third of the Serb lands in the south. And both sides committed atrocities. And the UN admits that twice as many Serbs were killed as Croats and as Muslims. Now, I'm sure both sides have reasons to hate each other, or all the sides. I'm not even picking sides here, but it was the same thing that when the Serbs fought back, well, they were bad. Even though it was the Serbs holding the Muslims back for 1,000 years. Right there at Pristina is the line where for 1,000 years they held them until Bill Clinton rained down thousands of depleted uranium bombs on their cities. And so the Serbs didn't have nuclear weapons, and they were outnumbered and surrounded, and now the ethnic cleansings continued up more into Serbia. And it's the left's like, it's wonderful. We're killing Serbs, raping their women, murdering them. Oh, it's so liberal. It's that alliance of Klaus Schwab and Chrystia Freeland saying on Bill Maher she wants Sharia law. She wants our women to be under Muslim control. It's a sick authoritarian fetish. And it goes back to a plan that a member of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire royalty had over 100 years ago to merge Europe with Islam. And they're following this satanic plan. And now she runs Canada as the real prime minister. She's a dictator. And she works for Klaus Schwab. She's on his board. And she is taking her bank accounts and now has masked, unidentified men arresting and attacking and disappearing the peaceful people as we speak. And that will be our fate in every town, every city in America and the world if we don't start saying no and withdrawing our consent and exposing that these are outside powers. Notice they always tell you, oh, you're a Russian if you don't want Build Back Better. You're a foreign agent if you don't want to turn your guns in. You're a foreign agent if you don't want open borders. Oh, if you're a part of the Freedom Convoy and don't want Klaus Schwab putting in your body what he wants, then you work for Russia. No, because they're the outside power. The globalists are a multinational corporate attack. If we ever organize that it's an outside attack, whether we're in Serbia or whether we're in Bosnia or whether we're in Mexico, I mean, Mexico's got its problems, but it likes to be its own country and sovereign. Mexico runs its own show, pretty much. Got big problems, but their elites that run it, it's like, this is our thing. The Mexican socialist president said the vaccine's a scam, a power grab, you know, don't go along with it. We don't want the Great Reset here. We don't want to make our people poor. We don't want to build back better. He says that. You ever see that on the news? All we need is leaders that say, burn in hell to this. And the people will get behind saying no to war and no to famine and no to devalued currencies and no to rolling blackouts and no to all this garbage. You think Mexico likes all of Latin America being collapsed when it's the richest country, arguably, in Latin America? And now everybody's flooding in there? No, Mexico's like, no, we want to work with Trump. Control the borders. This is bad. But Trump's gone. And so now Mexico is collapsing in many areas, worse than it was. So that's our fate, ladies and gentlemen, is a failed state. Like Mexico. And that's what's happening in Europe is becoming a failed system. And what does Klaus Schwab say? We're creating a post-industrial world. We're getting rid of the social contract. We're getting rid of civilization. We are going to build back better after we collapse it under Cloud Bivens. These are freaking statements out of him. And his grandfather was the fourth largest manager of arms for the Nazis. Chrystia Freeland's father was the direct captain of Joseph Goebbels and ran propaganda in multiple occupied nations under Nazi Germany. Of course she works for Klaus Schwab. What do you think Bilderberg was with Henry Kissinger and the Rothschild and Rockefeller money at the end of World War II? They went and got the whole Nazi intelligence network in Europe and all the stolen loot and let them all stay in charge and then recruited all their kids and put them in charge. of every major industry because they were controlled and they would follow orders. It's not a Nazi conspiracy. They used Nazi personnel, 36,000 of them, in one round of the rat line to create NASA, to create the CIA, to create every bit of it. You know, even by the 1970s, there were still Nazis in charge of CIA operations. And CIA people I've talked to would walk into a room in Central America or even in East Texas or West Texas, and they would walk into a room with a bunch of military people and folks, and there'd be a frickin' famous Nazi giving the orders. Because how would an American ever believe that? How would anyone even get that through their head? Because it's so crazy. The King of England was a Nazi in World War II. He abdicated. Because they were a professional controlled group that would follow orders and believed in elites. Yeah, there's the former head of the Nazis' rocket program with President Kennedy. And you know, the point is that people need to stop being so naive about all this and realize who Klaus Schwab is and realize what their goals are and realize these people want to kill you and your family. They want to cut your power off, make you starve, make you come hat in hand to them, so you've got to have a medical ID to take into your body whatever they want, whenever they want, so you have the privilege of leaving your house or having a job, and that's just getting started. And so now we know it's a Western offensive into Ukraine, pushing ethnic Russians out, trying to elicit a response by Putin, like we saw in Georgia in 2008. And that's what's happening. We'll come back next hour and get to it. We have the latest on the convoy, the arrests, the disappearances, the paramilitary police. This is just so horrible, and we need to pray for all the truck drivers and their families. But we need to know this is being done to elicit. The last thing Schwab wants is a violent confrontation. Separately, we need funding. I don't know how long we'll be on the air, but it could be the last time you can get books or films or T-shirts or storable food or you name it at InfoWarsStore.com. We could be in nuclear war by tomorrow. Probably not, but I mean, we're in that point. And I would just suggest to all of you to support the broadcast and get great products you need. At the same time, Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system. The two go together in synergy. Take it under the tongue, you get higher absorption, and it funds the operation. It's 50% off right now. It's the number one thing you can do for health and stamina and for your immune system. It's back in stock. Even though I'm going to sell out soon, I'm going to have to stop doing 50% off deals because we can't get supplies. We're still doing a 50% off because you should buy some for yourself and buy some as a gift to give, especially older folks or folks with darker skin do not absorb as much sunlight and make vitamin D, so it's essential. That's why black folks are twice likely to die of COVID. They admit in major studies is because they're not getting any sun or vitamin D. So I would get your vitamin D wherever you get it. But we've got a great one that funds our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Ash was sold out for months and months. It's back in stock, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, the incredible nootropic that hits in 15, 20 minutes. It goes away in a few hours. That's why I like it. It's something I use in the afternoon or at night when I'm tired. In fact, I still go to sleep on it. Unlike TurboForce, it's 10 hours of incredible energy. They're all different formulas. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund the resistance.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.